it doesn't stare you in the face. If you stick your head in the sand, you may actually see it. I'm talking about groundwater. California uses more groundwater than any other state in the nation. In fact, nearly half of California's drinking water is supplied from wells. This groundwater is used for public water supplies, farms, factories, towns, and of course our homes. Today's segment is part of the series titled, Water is a Many Splendid Thing. Hello, I'm Steve Baker. This is Living Water. At the beginning of the new millennia, groundwater extraction in California was estimated at 17 million acre-feet of water. Bear in mind, an acre-foot of water is the amount of water that covers 1 acre with a single foot of water. That's 325,900 gallons for every single acre-foot. Most of this water was for agricultural purposes, but about 3.5 million acre-feet was for domestic and public water supplies. That's quite an impressive dependency on groundwater. In an average year, natural recharge from rainfall and seepage through the bottom of streams totals about 7 million acre-feet of water. The usage of groundwater is about 1.5 million acre-feet even more. This means that California water users are pulling out more water than is being replenished by recharge over a period of many years. Knowing this certainly causes you to think about how this resource can be made more sustainable. But let's remember, we're not the only ones pumping water from the ground. Natural outflow occurs where springs, seeps, and sections of river are present. Vegetation also has a very significant usage rate on water. If we're interested in managing our groundwater resources better, then careful consideration of a variety of elements is needed to find workable solutions. Good, effective groundwater management relies on 5 major elements: political, legal, institutional, technical, and economic. These elements are each interrelated and create a cumulative effect on the health of our water resource. Garrett Hardin wrote in his book, The Tragedy of the Commons, that unlimited access to a natural resource in which everybody can use the resource but no one is responsible for managing the resource is a tragedy of the commons. The result of this tragedy is that each party contributes by acting in their personal interest. They maximize their use of the resource. This contributes to the depletion of the resource. Foothill communities around the country use cumulatively tens of thousands of water wells. Are our aquifers being slowly emptied in the big picture? Significant problems were not regionally recognized in many parts of the country during the 1960s or 70s, or even the 80s and 90s. So does a pressing water issue exist in the 2000s? Conditions are different. The population was nothing in the past as compared to now. How much closer to the aquifer's true limit are we? Can we at least set into motion an early warning that will act as a canary in a mine? It takes time to create contingencies. Well, what do you think? Fundamental to our lives and environment. I'm Steve Baker. This is Living Water.